This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. The stories that lead the show are Airbnb makes their services and rentals more accessible. Astronauts, or a astronaut, is saying it's time to go. To go where exactly? Will Apple catch Spotify in the music race? And of course, tonight, of course, Stephen Hawking. Rest in peace. Plus, all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1266 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, March 15th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. And you can support this show today at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider or simply PayPal.me/GeekNews. You can pick up Ohana gear at CafePress.com/Ohana Store. Hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the brand new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in for the first time. I got a great tech show for you tonight. We'll get through a little bit of introduction stuff, then we'll get into that. But more importantly, if you are brand new, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. I want you to get subscribed to the podcast. Right there on the right-hand column of the website, it can be via Apple Podcasts, on Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, or on an RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just click on the more subscribe options. And as of today, those of you that like Spotify, you can go over to Spotify now. I'll have a link to the Spotify listing in the show notes tonight. We'll have a subscribe button for you soon. But Spotify, it shows on there now. So one additional distribution point for you to catch the show. So we'll definitely want you to get subscribed. Of course, subscribe to the newsletter as well. The newsletter link is on the website. That basically will get you the show notes delivered directly to your inbox immediately following the show. You want to visit live.geeknewscentral.com. If you're watching live on Facebook or on YouTube, that's the best place to hang out in the chat room. Of course, we don't mind really where you watch or hang out. But if you are on Facebook, we want you to say hello and hang out with us. I know it's a late start with the time change. That's one thing I've noticed. When Daylight Saving Times does the click over, and I'm now 6 hours behind the East Coast, a 2 a.m. start or 2:20 doesn't garner a lot of listeners. Now, there might be some folks on the West Coast up at 11, and then maybe we'll get some Australia, even UK listeners, but the rest of most of Central America is in bed, as one would expect. But anyway, don't worry, we're here. Show can be listened to if you obviously, you're listening to it via podcast on demand. Hey, if you have a comment on today's show, Twitter is one of the places you can drop me a note. And really, Twitter is a great place to interact and share stuff. I'm trying to click a button here. And then, of course, you can email me directly, geeknews@gmail.com. That's another location. Of course, if you want to join our Slack channel, you can do so by dropping me an email, tell me that you want to be part of the Slack channel. You can follow me on Google Plus or Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel on the Apple TV by loading the Geek News Central video podcast. You can listen on the Amazon Echo, on a Google Home device, on a Microsoft Cortana. All you have to tell those devices to do is play the podcast Geek News Central, and they'll fire it up for you and get you the latest edition. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site being written by my GNC team. Of course, we got the new media show and the podcast Legend Show, which I haven't recorded an episode in ages. But this show, of course, is sponsored by our good friends at GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's been with us since early 2005. Making them the longest continuous sponsor of a podcast in the podcasting space. We want you to definitely take some time and check out all the great deals at GoDaddy. All my promo codes are available, again, at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Whether it be a 30% off discount code on new product purchases, whether it be a .com for 99 cents, whether it be a dollar a month economy hosting with a free domain for the first year, or a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain, Those are the best deals in the online hosting space. Of course, the 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of business, personal or business plus plans. Again, all these codes and savings can be found at geeknewscentral.com. I explain how to lock the codes in. Your use of those codes keep the lights on in this room, in my house, my bills paid, my family fed, insurance kept up, house mortgage, everything else that goes into surviving in life. GoDaddy is our sponsor. And basically, we hope that you will continue to support the show here and support GoDaddy in that endeavor. And I am very, very grateful of their ongoing support of this show. So just, you know, normally we spend some time here after I get done with the sponsor segment. I'm kind of like, this week has been focused on, number one, proposals, meetings. It seems like a whirlwind, to be honest with you, that we're already almost at the end of the week. My schedule cools off a little next week, a little bit. I do have some research projects I've got to do and that kind of stuff. So it makes things can be a little slower. Of course, the next depends on which next fire I have to put out. But tonight, the show, I was all prepped, ready to go. Got the studio started up just a little bit late. The middle camera didn't come up on the network. So I'm actually doing a raw SDI feed, which is, you know, it's fine as well for the show. I've been trying to stay IP based, but I have it wired in case something like this happens. So the middle camera is fully wired up. When I was testing it under the IP and it finally came up, it was like chop, 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 chop. It wasn't nice and smooth. So that doesn't work when you're doing video, and it was giving me a headache just looking at it. So I got to go look around, see what's going on. Maybe this camera might have some issues. And if it is, I'll turn it in for warranty work. But anyway, that's it. I don't have a lot to talk about tonight on the list. Definitely want to hear your comments on the show. But let's kind of jump into, we'll get into Stephen Hawking here in a minute. But Airbnb has made some changes to its platform in order to make it easier for people with disabilities, and we have a lot of people that listen to this show with disabilities, to find accommodation that suits their needs. The 21 new accessibility filters Airbnb has added enable people to find homes and apartments that have like step-free entry to rooms, entryways wide enough to accommodate a wheelchair, elevators, roll-in showers with a chair, and you know, those types of accessibility items. Airbnb guests were previously only able to search wheelchair accessible listings, but that was it. So they worked with the California Council of Blind, California Foundation of Independent Living Centers, and National Council on Independent Living to get some ideas on what they should include for filters. And I think they did a very good job on that. We will see see if this helps the folks that are disabled, if it helps them, basically get some access. We have a Slack channel for Raw Voice, obviously, and we have a server monitoring service. And, it just says we've got stopped reporting more than 5 minutes ago. So I wonder if this one is, the server has went down. I woke Angelo up last night in the middle of the night because a DNS server had let me load this and see. Well, we'll see if it comes up. Let's see. I'll watch these warnings. If not, I have to wake somebody up again tonight. But we had a SSL certificate that did not renew, and that caused some issues, and we started seeing some stuff on social media. But anyway, let's move into the rest of the content here. Very distracting when that pops up. Sometimes we get little server glitches, and within 2 or 3 minutes, they say, oh, we're still okay. We're alive. NASA astronaut Scott Kelly thinks we should never have all humans on Earth at the same time ever again. Now, that's a big statement. But, you know, I'm like, okay. So when I saw this article, I'm like, does he mean go to Mars? Does that mean go to the moon, continuously man the International Space Station? What was it? And he spent 520 days in space, the third most among American astronauts. And much of that time has been on the International Space Station, and includes 340 days as part of NASA's twin study, which he's no longer a identical twin. But, well, you know, it's there's been some changes. There was an article on that out recently. But with the president talking about cutting funding to the National Station by 2025, or looking to go to private industry to do missions to the International Space Station, he thinks it's a little early, potentially deorbit the International Space Station in 2028. And he says, I personally think 2025, again, is a little early. My hope that we could would be that we could make a commitment to never have all of the people of Earth on the planet at one time ever again. We're on an 18-year run. We'd hate to mess up that kind of a streak. So I'd hope that we could figure out a way to support the International Space Station in the future, because now it's kind of hitting its stride. Of course, we know construction began on the International Station in 1998, and it's still being added to. The International Station, of course, will eventually wear out and have to come down. The question is when. And understanding that hardware ages and gets old at some point, we'll have to make some decisions, do something, Kelly said. Hopefully, the something involves people staying and living and working in space for long periods. Maybe you could replace it with a space station on the moon or a space station at other interesting points throughout the solar system. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. You know, there's other companies that want to do some stuff. They want to do inflatable modules into space and to be rented by countries. And SpaceX has started talking about some stuff as well. So we'll see where this goes. But we got a few years left here, and who knows what's going to happen in politics. Everything can change at any time. But I agree. I think maybe we should, you know, let's go to Mars in 20. You know, I think that's a little early, but, you know, you know, who knows? But there's an article out today that says Russia is planning to beat us to Mars. So is there a new space race? That's the question. And of course, there's another space race going on too, but it's in the music business. Businesses like Spotify and Apple Music are, you know, clamoring for new customers. I personally think that Apple Music has this inherent advantage because every Apple device delivers with Apple Music pre-installed on it. And I think over the long haul, Apple Music's going to win that particular race. So time will tell on where that goes. Well, getting to probably the most important article of the day, Stephen Hawking, of course, passed a couple of days ago here. And I believe he had ALS. And that a lot of people were surprised he lived as long as he did. I'm not necessarily surprised. The science is pretty awesome at this point, and I'm sure he had good health care. But Stephen Hawking's fame was founded on the research he did on general relativity and black holes. But he often stepped outside his own field of research, using his recognition to highlight what he saw as great challenges and existential threats for humanity in coming decades. His pronouncements drove headlines, of course, across the world, which sometimes prove controversial. He, in 2016, he said the chance of a natural disaster happening on Earth could be quite low, but there could come a point where something could happen. He said it could be, an asteroid that hits us. It could be a large variety of other things. There could be a science, there could be a virus, there could be a variety of things that could take us out. And so he thought that, you know, we need to establish ourselves on self-sustaining colonies in Mars or beyond. And I have a tendency to agree with that. The question is, you know, do we have the guts to do this? He's also warned about the rise of the machines, you know, about artificial intelligence and how that development can be fantastic, but also could spell the end of the human race. You know, and he also was very concerned about global warming as one of the biggest threats as well. And one of the things I've always kind of thought about myself is, okay, if an extraterrestrial shows up here at Earth, we're a big blue ball with lots of water, steel, minerals, gold, platinum, precious metals, diamonds. We're pretty resource rich. And if you look at, you know, some of our closest neighbors, that, you know, they may be rich in their own types of resources, but there's a pretty big diversity here, which would, well, you know, the person with the biggest gun is going to come and take it away. So he said that if aliens visit us, the outcome would be much as when Columbus landed in America, which didn't turn out too well for the Native Americans. So, we'll have to look at ourselves to see how intelligent life might develop into something we wouldn't want to meet. So, I thought this is kind of, cool. But you know, other scientists said, well, this isn't true. If they're interested in resources, they have ways of finding rocky planets that don't depend on whether we broadcast or not. They could have found us a billion years ago, but we're a long way from anything. Of course, a lot of controversial headlines over the years as well. So anyway, Stephen King, RIP. And thank you for the science that you left us and the thought-provoking conversations. You know, if you think about our generation, you know, Einstein was long before me. So is Stephen King, Stephen Hawking, my God, did I say Stephen King earlier? Stephen Hawking, you know, one of the predominant scientists of our time for sure. So anyway, RIP on Stephen Hawking. All right, let's move on here. California is weighing the toughest net neutrality law with ban on paid zero rating. The California bill would recreate core FCC net neutrality rules and be tougher than what the original rules was on net zero. So really what this would be bringing back, banning data caps. It would ban AT&T-sponsored data, Verizon's freebie data, or any other similar program imposed by home or mobile internet providers. The bill would also try to prevent interconnection payment disputes that harm internet services quality, such as those between Netflix and major ISPs. And the legislation is the first state-level bill that would comprehensively secure all the net neutrality protections that Americans currently enjoy, according to Stanford Law Professor Barbara Van Schwick. So the California bill prohibits ISPs from blocking, speeding up, or slowing down websites, applications, and services, charging online companies for access to an ISP's customers, and see, it says charging would prohibit ISPs from blocking, speeding up, slowing down websites, applications, and services, charging online companies for access to an ISP customers, and blocking those who do not pay from entering into deals with online companies and put them into fast lanes. So banning fast lanes. So we'll see what this happens. And of course, the zero rating takes a strong stance against data cap exemptions, exempting specific applications or classes of applications from data caps in exchange for payment would not be allowed. So, you know, you're going to take it away from the Fed. States are going to do their own thing. So the question is, will this be taken to court? That's the question of the day. Moving on here, Apple shows off its parental features with its new family pages. The new pages help parents manage their kids' smartphone use. Apple now has a dedicated page for family features and parental controls. Again, it brings together the company's existing tools such as Ask to Buy tool, Purchase Blocker, and Website Restrictor already in the company's arsenal into one single destination, making it easier for parents to manage their kids' smartphone use. So in response, this is what Apple has done. And they were actually criticized by two of its shareholders who urged the company to addressing a growing health crisis of smartphone addiction in young people. So where is this dedicated page at? It's apple.com/families is the link to this page over on an Apple for parents that want to go check it out. Now, do you expect to have privacy when you're on the street? Most of us don't. We know that our faces can be scanned and cities and municipalities can catalog us. What about when you go to a venue like Madison Square Gardens? When you walk in the door, are you expecting to have privacy? Well, if you have attended an event at Madison Square Garden recently, the arena security system might recognize you the next time. According to the New York Times, the arena's management has secretly been using facial recognition as part of its security measures for some time. They use cameras to capture images of people and then run the photos through an algorithm that compare them against a database of images. So I guess they're looking for bad people. And Mastercard could eventually use the technology to determine who's allowed inside closed areas, such as vendors and workers. But it isn't that far yet. But they say they are not the only arena that's experimenting with facial recognition as a form of security. A Sacramento Kings spokesman said the team's practice facility connected to the Golden One Center is using the technology to allow players and staff members inside. The Dallas Mavericks is also experimenting with the technology outside its team's locker room. So the NBA is looking to put this in place as well. So the question is the lawyers going to come in and ask for this data? The ACLU is looking at this and considering it. Do you guys mind having your face scanned when you go into an arena? What's your thoughts on that? Geeknews@gmail.com. You can spot a cosmic disco ball in the pre-dawn sky this week. If you get up before sunrise in North America, you may get a glimpse of what some have come to call the cosmic disco ball. The American company Rocket Lab launched the small satellite known as the Humanity Star on January 21st of this year. The satellite is currently orbiting Earth and was built to reflect the sun's light. So for about the next few days, you're going to be able to see it over North America. They have a tracking map that gives you the data. It's in a north-south ellipse. So it's orbiting Earth every 92 minutes. With an inclination of 82.9 degrees, it's traveling virtually from pole to pole, and currently travels in elliptical order that takes as close as 176 miles to Earth to as far out as 294. But you should be able to see it. It's as bright as a star when you have a direct reflection. So very, very cool stuff. The cosmic disco ball. I don't know how we missed that. Over on makeusub.com, there's a good article about Uber versus Lyft. Which one should you use? And they list some criteria here. Availability, service, price, ease of use, controversies in culture. Well, I think Lyft is winning that battle. So you really kind of have to make your own personal choice on this. I have found, based on just my experience using Lyft in Vegas a lot, that Lyft was cheaper. Sometimes there were more Ubers though, but Lyft was usually cheaper. You guys are going to love this one here. Some of you may be members of PETA or PETA, P-E-T-A. But PETA says that aliens don't like humans skinning animals. So the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, however, insists it knows what aliens don't like. It placed billboards in Roswell, New Mexico, and Devil's Tower, Wyoming, the location of Klaus' encounters of the third kind, to insist aliens love animals more than human. We'd rather go naked than wear fur, the billboard says. We're not alone. Respect animals. Kind of interesting, huh? Do they really know aliens are naked? Do they know that? What if aliens show up in like furs? That's the question. Hey, there's something I didn't know that I learned today. Okay, and I'm going to save you some money. This, what I'm about to tell you, will pay for your Geek News Insider donation. All right? How many of you have a garage full of car repair gear? Like cooling system, you know, recharger, diagnostic system. How about air conditioning tools? How about fuel pump tools? How about pulleys and stuff to work on steering and suspension? Any of you guys got those tools? Did you know the car parts store rent out specialty tools for free? I never knew this. So this article's talking about a guy that had to do some, you know, a guy that wanted to do some of his own mechanic work, but he didn't have any of these specialized tools that he needed to press ball joints and that kind of stuff. And he was able to rent it for free from his local hardware store. I had no idea that car parts stores did this. Where did he rent from? Let me look. Does it say? No. Doesn't say which company he it was with O'Reilly's. He was able to get check tools off from O'Reilly's Auto Parts. So he actually had tools to, they actually loaned him tools to hone his cylinder walls. Crazy. I mean, I didn't know. Had no clue that they did this. But anyway, that's something for you to check out. And literally, check out. I'm serious. I'm kind of amazed because a lot of this stuff, I remember my dad had in his shop, you know, because he worked on everything. He had all this specialized stuff. But I don't have any of this stuff, you know. So it's pretty cool that you can borrow it. And, you know, some of these tools are like, you know, once in a lifetime, you need them. But anyway, very, very, very cool stuff. So there you go. Just a little, it was kind of geeky tool tip there for you, right? All right, I'm dating myself here. How many of you remember the Casio calculator that would play musical games? Back in the 80s, Casio released a musical game-playing calculator cleverly named the MG880. And kids kind of went a little wild for this thing and playing a mini Space Invaders-inspired game with just numbers on the LCD. Casio is releasing a revival of the calculator, the SL880, in Japan on March 23rd. It's priced around $20. I don't know if you're going to be able to get this in the United States, but obviously it's another one of these spinoffs to, you know, bring something back that people loved and put some a limited number on the street. Probably cost them, you know, 3 cents to make it, considering the tech of today, and they're going to sell them for 20. And nerds like me are going to buy them because it's just what geek nerds do, right? T-Mobile did a very interesting stunt, and I'm kind of like scratching my head on this one. So T-Mobile broke a record for texting while water skiing. And this was to celebrate the launch of the Samsung Galaxy S9. The Un-carrier basically broke two Guinness World Records. And the skier was towed by a blimp. So, okay. I wonder what he texted. I really wonder what he texted. So anyway, weird stunts companies to do to get news, and they did. Lyft is being sued for failing to provide wheelchair access. Disability rights advocates sue the ride-hailing company for discriminating against people in wheelchairs. Last month, they sued Uber. So a coalition of groups and individuals filed this lawsuit in California's Alameda County Superior Court, saying the ride-hailing service fails to make wheelchair-accessible vehicles available to people with mobility disabilities in the Bay Area. That constitutes discrimination, the group said. So they're going after them. For its part, Lyft said, has a strong record working with disability groups to expand transportation options, partnerships with the National Federation for the Blind and the National Association for the Deaf. A Lyft spokesperson said, the company also provides enhanced wheelchair accessible vehicles in certain U.S. cities, and it's actively exploring ways to expand them nationwide. So you wouldn't expect to have a Lyft driver to have, you know, accessible vehicle. So they have to put vehicles on the streets themselves, for sure. At the same time, Lyft is testing a Netflix-style monthly subscription, 30 rides for $199 a month. So, interesting. So, this monthly subscription plan for high-frequency users is a sign that the company is shifting towards a Netflix or Spotify model for transportation. The terms of subscription model seem to vary, but appears targeted users who spend up to $450 on ride-hailing a month. On one all-access pass offered up to 30 standard Lyft rides for $199, with another price at $300 and another at $399 for 60 rides. Individual rides up to $15 were covered under the all-access plan. So if you're going to spend $400 a month on Lyft, why don't you just go get a three-year lease on a small car? It's cheaper than that. I guess maybe if you live in a big city and don't want to pay parking, that's the deal. And anyway, we'll see where this leads. Uber had a self-driving car crash into another car in Pittsburgh. Uber disputes a key element of the other driver's story, but there was a wreck and cars were damaged. Not going too fast, but we're going to hear about more of these as time goes on. So we'll get the details as they come out. Ford has recalled 1.3 million cars for steering wheels that might fall off. Whoa. This issue affects model year 2014 through 2018, specifically the Ford Fusion, Lincoln MKZ. And is there any other ones? I think that's it. So if you own a Lincoln MKZ or Ford Fusion from 2014 to 2018, you may have a vehicle that's being recalled. My airbag recall finally got done, as I think I talked about a couple of weeks ago. Hey, here's probably another good deal. Amazon is selling a pair of true wireless earbuds for just $33. And they're the Fotiv TWS01, and it comes with a charging case. So did I tell you guys my son bought a pair of knockoff AirPods? Online on Amazon. I couldn't believe he got them. And he got them in, or maybe it was Alibaba. I didn't know. He ordered from one of the two services, probably Alibaba. And when they came in, the buds looked the same, but the cases were completely different. But a total knockoff. He says, they're pretty great, Dad. They sound good. So I guess a 14-year-old knows what sounds good, but as long as he's happy. But again, Amazon's selling a pair of true wireless earbuds for just $33. These we can afford to drop and lose. Apple WWDC is coming in June the 4th on my birthday. A new iPad Pro with face recognition may debut. And of course, there's lots of speculation what's going on. You'll be able to order or apply if you have a developer's license with Apple on March 22nd. It's $1,600 to register. And then more people always register than they have tickets available. Then they do a lottery, and you'll know by the next day whether or not you've got tickets or not. Nest has launched a $39 temperature sensor, is now shipping video doorbell and smart lock. So this is kind of cool. A little temperature sensor, huh? So it basically, for me, I don't have AC, but it, do I, does it just send the temperature? Let me read on it here. It says, it works in tandem with company's smart thermostat to keep a particular rooms in your home at the ideal temperature. The device is scheduled to ship in April. There's also a $99 3-pack. To use it, you'll need the latest generation Nest Learning Thermostat or the Nest Thermostat E. The temperature sensor doesn't work with first-gen or second-gen Nest thermostats. Oh, so very good disclaimer there. So it won't work for me, but it may work for you. Moving on here, Android Wear needs more than a new name to fight Apple Watch. Google has just rebranded its Android Wear Watch platform with a new name, Wear OS. This news arrives less than 2 months before the Google I.O., the annual Developers Conference, in which Google announces its latest initiatives and software updates. New Google hardware generally, though, hits around October. So Wear OS, that may be an indicator that Google smartwatch strategy is about to shift. So we'll see what happens here if that actually happens. Lots of Android watches out there. I mean, too many to count almost. A former Walmart employee says he has been fired because the company lied about its online growth. So he was a director at Walmart, and he claims the company lied about results. And, you know, why, if you're working someplace, would you start saying the company you're working for is lying publicly? He raised concerns about possible improper practices the company is using to show e-commerce growth, its progress ahead of the competing retailers, and how competitive the company was against Amazon. He claims he was terminated in January 2017 as a result. Oh, he has a lawsuit. These practices, according to the lawsuit, include mislabeling or improper categorizing products so that vendors would have to pay a higher commission, and inflating sales by not reporting items that returned by customers. And he says this is everything they did to show growth. But he's got a lawsuit, so we'll see where this one ends up in court. Spotify is touting growth over profit in its listing pitch to retail investors. So we'll see where this goes. But this could be one of the biggest IPOs of the year. But they're making a direct case to individual investors in a public webcast instead of a traditional closed door-to-door roadshow. And of course, the Stockholm-based company stock will hit the public market in a direct listing without traditional underwriters. It must convince investors that its business is sound. They say you won't see us ringing any bells or throwing any parties. They said we're entirely focused on the long-term performance of the business. And Spotify revenue grew 39% to 4.09 billion euros in 2017 to 2.95 billion euros in 2016. So they've had some significant growth. At the same time, net financing costs of 850 million euros pushed the operating cost losses to 378 million euros from 349. So they're still losing money, but they need money. So we'll see where this IPO goes. I don't know the actual date. Have they announced the date? They haven't. So time will tell on that one. Facebook Lite is coming to Canada, Australia, and the UK. Oh, it's also coming to the U.S. Tired of Facebook sucking up your data plan? So this stripped-down app is being released more broadly today. So look for Facebook Lite if it's killing your data bandwidth. Broadcom officially withdraws their offer to acquire Qualcomm. In a Broadcom statement, although we are disappointed with this outcome, Broadcom will comply with the order. Broadcom will continue to move forward with its re-domiciliation process. Does that mean they're still coming to the United States? And will hold its special meeting of stockholders as planned on March 23rd. Broadcom's board of directors and management team sincerely appreciate the significant support received from Qualcomm and Broadcom stockholders through the process. So what happens if they do move here? They still can't be acquired? Rumors Intel may be going after Qualcomm next. Google believes Android is now as secure as iOS. A year in review reports say Android has a huge improvement in security. There's a comprehensive 56-page report if you want to bore yourself, but they're saying machine learning is playing a huge role in securing Android devices. And that's a big part of it. Android may be perceived as less secure than iOS, but take a look at the numbers. In 2016, the annual probability of downloading a potentially harmful app was just at 0.0%, which is a pretty small number. Google reduced that number by half in 2017 to 0.02. So pretty awesome. Good numbers. Good job, Android. iHeartRadio went into bankruptcy today. They're not closing their stations. They have basically got their investors, the banking investors, to swallow $10 billion worth of debt. Yes, $10 billion in debt that they're... Oh my God, can you imagine being on the end of that? I guess no one likes bankers. Some maybe, you know, it's one of those things where they have to eat the money. But we'll see what the bankruptcy judge says. But many are saying that iHeart will probably come out much, much stronger after this. Well, obviously, they'll have $10 billion less of outstanding debt, but they will still have $10 billion in outstanding debt. Amazon Prime Video audiences top 26 million in the United States. So that's pretty good. Reuters has obtained an internal document which reveals this. Amazon doesn't make viewership numbers public, so this is the first indication of what their total base is, which is pretty impressive. Google Maps now can find wheelchair accessible routes. The feature is rolling out to a handful of major cities. I believe Tokyo was one of those, London, New York City, Mexico City, Boston, and Sydney. For anyone that's wheelchair bound that listens to the show, what's the hardest city you've ever had to navigate? Which one is the least amount accessible? I'd love to know that. All Ford vehicles will have built-in 4G LTE by 2020. So finally, I think that's awesome. And they're going to have Waze navigation built in at a system level. So little by little, we're not going to need the morning drive report, folks. Radio is becoming more irrelevant. The United States has finally sanctioned Russia for the cyber attacks and election meddling. And the Department of Treasury has instituted sanctions against 5 Russian entities and 19 individuals for their involvement. Among those being sanctioned is the Internet Research Agency, which U.S. officials said played a major role in the Russian campaign to sow political discord. The Treasury Department notes that the IRA, again, this, it's not, I wish they wouldn't use that actual term, the Internet Research Agency's efforts to create fake online personas and pose as U.S. individuals or organizations, the ads it bought during the election, and the political rallies that organized and coordinated ahead of and following the election. The Treasury Department sanctioned an additional 2 entities and 13 individuals who assisted the Internet Research Agency in some way. The Russian Intelligence Organization Federal Security Service also received sanctions today due to its role in the 2014 Yahoo hack and for using its cyber tools to target Russian journalists and politicians critical of the Russian government. What can they actually do to them? Does it say? Doesn't say what they actually can do to the Russian intelligence organization and the Federal Security Service. But the hammer's starting to come out a little bit for Russian actions. If any of you get Blue Apron delivered to your house, Blue Apron will start selling its meal kits in stores next year. I wonder how that's going to work. You know, the company suffered falling subscription rates and share prices, and it's had to lay off hundreds of its employees. There's a lot of competition out there. HelloFresh, so forth, Plated. Of course, Walmart and Amazon are now, rolling out their own systems. So it looks like they're doing a Hail Mary here and I'm going to put these in stores. There's no indication, though, which. How many of you run into problems with your browsers from time to time? Just going to keep this handy. Sometimes a browser needs reset. And some folks don't know how to do that. So we've got instructions by this article of makeuseof.com on how to fix issues in Chrome and Firefox with a browser reset. I do one every periodically just to clean the junk out. So anyway, definitely take a look at that. Link will be in the show notes. And there's a good article on Android Central talking about an individual's, he basically went to switch carriers, mobile carriers, and talked about the pain of doing that and the way phone pricing and all that stuff is set up now, and how much money he got to you know, when he turned in his competitors' phones and so forth, and kind of walks you through some of the stuff that happens. A good article if you're thinking about switching carriers anytime soon. And, you know, if you're unhappy with your cell phone service, switching providers, that might be the way to go. There's a report out that iPhone manufacturer has been accused of using unauthorized parts. Matter of fact, Apple shut them down for 2 weeks. They've been accused of using some parts in the iPhone assembly in regards to the water intrusion protection. So Apple's investigating if these non-sanctioned parts were, are going to be able to stand the test of time on these phones, or if they're going to have to, you know, find out where these phones are and pull them back. But yep, Apple did the smackdown on them. Firefox 59 lands on Android with more privacy and optimization. So if you're an Android user and you have Firefox loaded, be looking for that update to Firefox 59. Also, kind of a do-it-yourself type thing here. If you've got a Windows 10 machine, you know, there's a way to do an in-place upgrade install. You can reinstall Windows 10 over itself, and I think we all kind of knew that, but sometimes when you do those updates, it really screws things up in a big way. But an in-place upgrade involves using the Windows OS to install to replace all the operating system files. Basically, they're using the setup program to reinstall the same OS back over itself, and it leaves the user files entirely alone. And you can do this in about 15 minutes. So they give some caveats, some other stuff there that you can try. I hate those pop-up. Do you guys see that pop-up that just showed up on the screen? It's never nice when sites do that. I don't know if I've read this before, but this kind of concerned me here. I know that we're all trying to be more, you know, more ecological friendly, and many of us carry, a water cooler with us. We don't carry a lot, and many times we don't drink out of plastic bottles anymore. I use a filter here for my water, but it appears that bottled water drinking may contain tiny particles of plastic. And I think we already knew this was an issue in food, but it appears water bottles are no exception. Two of the manufacturers cited in the study, Nestle and Gerald Steiner, disputed the company's results, saying they found much lower quantities of microplastics in their water. A bottle of Nestle Pure Life showed the highest level in the Orb Media study with 10,390 particles per liter. And of course, we've already known that plastics are in food and actually in our tap water as well. So just be aware that most of us are drinking plastic a lot of the times. You guys know I've fell in love with my Roomba. I'm a big fan. Sure, it gets stuck once in a while, but for the most part, it works pretty good. But the folks over at Wired saying that the Roomba 980 and the Neato Robotics Bot Vac Connected are two of the better choices. The Roomba is $899, and the Neato Robotics Bot Vac Connected is $699. I'm not familiar with the second one, but I am very happy with the iRobot. iOS 11.3 is coming soon, so just keep your apps updated, keep your phone backed up, and this update will pop soon. Just be on the lookout for that. Okay, Russia is saying that we'll beat NASA to Mars and find water on the moon. Russia will launch a mission to Mars in 2019, which, if successful, would beat NASA's planned exploration of the red planet by a year. So, they're not going to put a man on the moon. We're planning unmanned and later manned launches into deep space as part of a lunar program and Mars exploration. The closest mission is very soon. We're planning to launch a mission to Mars in 2019. So we'll see what the Russians put on the red planet. you know, H-1B visa workers, there's always been a limitation to the number of H-1B visa workers in the United States. Typically, around 67,000 every year that were lottery, and another 60,000 or so that, or maybe it was 67,000 total, with 30,000 of that being lottery, or 30, you know, half of it being lottery and half of it being reserved for people with upper end degrees. Well, the CEO of LogMeIn is saying that they can't get enough workers into the United States on H-1B visas. My question is, you can't hire workers here in the United States? You have to bring people in from overseas on H-1B? Is the job market that tight that you can't hire American workers for those jobs? LogMeIn has seen the impact of the U.S. new immigration policy firsthand. The company was founded in Hungary, and Wagner said two Hungarian employees based in the USA and their families have recently been denied re-entry to the U.S. after visiting their homeland. He discussed the integration of their new business owner, Citrix, which is their in their go-to business, which LogMeIn acquired in 2016. And but anyway, he says he's... this immigration stuff is causing problems. Did they not have the right visas when they were here to begin with, or did they overstay? He doesn't explain why they were denied reentry. Oftentimes, people have overstayed their visa and they get in trouble and they get banned from the United States for up to 10 years. So there's more to this story. But moving on here, Google. It purged 3.2 billion bad ads from the web last year. That's a big number. And they also kicked out 320,000 ad publishers, blacklisted 90,000 websites. Wow. The company hasn't outlined the full scope of its ad removals, but software threads are only played a small part. Of the 3.2 billion removed ads, only 79 million were ranked for steering people to malware. 48 million were trying to get people to install unwanted software. So where was the rest? That's an amazingly big number. It really, really is. Google Home lets you set location-based reminders on your phone. And we know many of us, you know, many of us have set reminders on our phones only to forget about them later. You know, I've set appointment meetings before, and you know, it's things get missed. And according to Google announcement, they'll be introducing location-based reminders. That means if you're at home and you realize that you're out of juice, you can ask Google Home to remind you to pick up more juice while you're at the supermarket. This reminder will be saved to your phone. When it detects that you're at the supermarket, you'll be reminded accordingly. All right. According to Engadget's testing, they have discovered that users can be general in their reminds, like using a term grocery store, just saying Starbucks, and the reminder will work when you're at any Starbucks location. This is versus Siri, which will prompt users to ask which Starbucks they want to be reminded at. So getting smarter here. Bankrupt Toys R Us is closing all U.S. and U.K. stores. So I remember buying my kids' first bikes at Toys R Us, lots of toys, but it's gone. I guess the online world has killed it. So Toys R Us are gone. We have one Toys R Us here in Hawaii, but I guess no more in the near future. Kirk always seems to find some phone articles. So if you like the mobile stuff, I've saved this to the end here. But they've put out the 5 best Android phones with wireless charging for every budget. So there's a link to that. And another one is the best budget phone on sale right now for $209 is a Motorola phone. Of course, Android, of course. So I'll have that link up in the show notes as well. This is going to bring me to the end of the show. Be honest with you. I had a massive workout this afternoon, and it just sucked the life out of me. I got in the shower, getting ready to do the show, and I'm like, man, I just want to crawl in bed. Sometimes you do a workout like that and that's just what happens. But if I'm off my game a little bit tonight, I apologize. That's probably why. Man, getting a little bit later start on the show, it hasn't helped either. So I'm just a little bit punchy here coming to the end of the show, but I do appreciate everyone hanging out to the end. If you have comments, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. And of course, follow me on Twitter @geeknews and continue to support the sponsor. And for those of you insiders, thank you so much for your ongoing support of the show. It is tremendously appreciated. Everyone, we'll see you next time here on the Geek News Central podcast. We'll be back with you Monday. Everyone take care. Aloha.